everyone. We're here with Greg and John, winners from Amazing Race 35, to get their take on season 36 thus far. I'm Emma.
I'm Evie.
And I'm Adam.
And welcome back to the Tar Pit Podcast.
So guys, thanks again for joining us. We're really excited to have you back. And we wanted to just have you guys tell us, what has life been like for you guys since your win? What have you been up to? Is there any interesting places you've been able to go to since you were on Amazing Race?
Hello. Thank you for having us back.
Yeah.
On my end, actually, funny enough, I used so much of my PTO for the actual race that I had like none left over for the rest of like that actual year. So I actually didn't do too much traveling after the race, but John and I just came back from Mexico on our first like international trip since the race. And it brought back a lot of memories of kind of like being in touch and seeing different parts of, seeing different parts of the world.
Nice.
Totally. I've been able to do some solo travel. I went to Africa for a few weeks. I'm currently in Taiwan. There was an earthquake yesterday, so I'm still shaking up. But, travelers got to travel.
Oh, my gosh. Did you feel it? Or was it one of the earthquakes that you just heard about it after it happened?
Heck yeah, I felt it. I saw it. I heard it. It was every sensation.
My goodness.
I was on the 25th floor of our hotel. I was with my mom. And, I'm from Chicago. This does not happen in Chicago. It theoretically happens in California, but this is my first time feeling it for sure.
Oh, my gosh. We haven't experienced one since we moved to California. It's been almost 5 years now, but we haven't felt one at all. We've read about tremors or whatever, but nothing. We haven't experienced one yet, and I hope we don't.
Yeah.
But we're originally from Michigan, so I feel you. Go ahead.
So season 36 has started. Have there been any detours or roadblocks that have stood out to you guys so far?
You know what? Gregory and I actually did a trip together to Colombia. And so the very first few challenges they did on episode 3, we did ourselves for fun. We climbed up to the top of that peak and we took the same boat on the same lake nearby. And that was definitely bringing me back to Gregory and I's own travels.
Yeah, actually, we did that exact same itinerary. We hiked, what was it, Cotape, whatever the mountain. Took that boat, and then we had that same dish.
That's crazy.
We did have that same dish. You had that dish. That dish was dense.
That was
it looks very filling. You climbed that 60-story rock that was there?
Yeah. And I was watching it because my girlfriend also came. I was watching with her. And it definitely looks high. It definitely is high. But I remember at the time, like, it goes by quicker than you might think, or than one maybe believe. But yeah, it's tough. It's a tough climb, especially after, not sleeping or eating a whole bunch.
That's insane.
It's funny that you did that like just before the episode aired.
Yeah, that is kind of cool.
Yeah, pretty crazy. But then the one challenge that stuck out to me was the thing where they had to put all the, different items on the truck, and then, the truck was going to ride around. That one looked like, I've never seen such a wide variety of detour in terms of difficulty. Mm-hmm. Like the cookie one seemed so easy, and that one seemed so difficult. That was wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just talked to Anthony and Bailey not too long ago. And I know they're getting a little bit of hate on social media about switching a lot. But that looked so difficult, though. I'm like, that was like a real life Tetris, and you couldn't see
like in it.
Like, where do you even start? Well, there's so many layers. Like, where do you start with that? I don't blame them for being confused about that one.
I don't either.
Yeah. On our season, we had a challenge very similar, but very easy compared to that in Slovenia, where we had to take this wooden board and assemble some of the pieces and deliver it. But this truck is so much more complicated compared to that. I do not envy them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had to guess, which three teams do you think that would be most likely to make it to the last leg?
Good question.
Good question.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Well, for me, my top three kind of align with who's been performing well, which, like, Rod and Leticia are pretty front runners to me. Ricky and Caesar are just getting better and better. And then Derek and Shalisa just have such a mature chemistry and relationship that I feel like that's going to take them far as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are some solid picks. Yeah, I'm not too great with the names, but I think Shori and her cousin are going to do pretty well too. Mainly just because I met her in person, and she is on it. She's a very type A, like get it done kind of person. So she seems like the type that'll kind of push through whatever. And she planned, a lot of the party. So Johnny had that role last year, so
Oh, that's too funny.
kind of tough.
That's too funny. Yeah, they're very nice too. They're cousins, Karishma and Kishori.
Okay, so we're gonna do a quick lightning round game. You guys just tell us the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the names of the team that's left on 36. So first is Danny and Angie.
Walla. That's all I can think of, Walla.
Rod and Leticia.
Fit, yeah.
That's a good one.
Or orange, very orange.
They're orange, but then I saw them wearing black this past episode. That could be
Yeah, they got away with black.
They
Yeah,
took Chris
Mary
and
and
Mary's.
Chris had joked around with us that they stole their colors after they were gone.
Melissa and Yvonne.
I'd say consistent.
Shalisa and Derek.
Yeah, I would just say like mature. I feel like that's they are definitely like proud grandparents and showing that they are just doing this thing even in their age, which is honestly not even that old, but they're rocking it. They're killing it. So mature.
Yeah, I would definitely say chemistry too. I love
Yeah.
the way that they kind of talk with each other, and that plays into like, yeah, your maturity of it, Johnny.
Yeah. Cesar and Ricky.
Linguists. I think they're good at communicating with the people around their challenges, commuting to challenges. They seem to be able to ask what they need to like rev them up and get them to move fast or help them out with judging, anything like that.
For sure.
Karishma and Kishori.
I would say driven. They
Passionate.
Yeah, passionate. Passionate's a better one. I like passionate.
Shane and Juan.
I would say they remind me the most of Johnny and I. So I know that's more than one word.
Relatable.
Relatable. Now love it.
Okay.
Good one, good one.
Sunny and Busy.
Sunglasses.
Oh
Ah,
yeah.
Those visors.
I would say skiers, just because they remind me of I forgot who the skier duo that came on a few seasons ago, but they remind me a lot of them.
Amber and Vinny.
I'd say hot and cold. At least looking at some of the previews for this next episode. But it comes with the territory of dating, I think.
Yeah, well, especially under that kind of pressure too.
Yeah, for sure.
And Sean and Michelle.
I guess
Oh, I
cautious.
would say you said cautious, Johnny.
Based on this Columbia episode when they were going down the hill.
Oh yeah.
That was funny.
I would say pretty lively, just because they seem like they have good spirits. Actually, I did like a draft, and they were my team that I had, I think, winning it. So
Oh, wow.
that
Okay.
I
All
got
right. Yeah.
That I would.
You put money in that or just fun bet? Because I'll root for them if you put money down.
No, I didn't put money down, but
They definitely are very humorous, for sure.
they
For
are.
sure.
Yeah.
But how grateful must they be to have like a jump rope competition as Double Dutch professionals? Like, I think that was either the producers of the race having fun with a challenge, kind of tuned to them, or just like luck. But that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think about that for a few different challenges, like even the cooking one. I think either Cesar or Ricky is a chef, and I was like, ah, man, like producers must know that, right? And they choose
Right. Yeah.
these
They,
challenges knowing their profession.
yeah. There are definitely some advantages with it. And we felt like that actually watching your season when I think it was Victor and Jocelyn when they were in the market because they have
Totally.
the international
Yeah.
food market and even the language
Yes.
being akin to a language that he knew. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you figure with the season, yeah, there's just a lot of Spanish so far, and it looks like moving forward, and curious to see how that plays into how teams get eliminated and how strong their language is, or if that ends up being a barrier for those teams that are struggling with Spanish.
So have there been any personal stories from this season that you really found interesting?
I definitely felt for Sunny and Busy when one of their grandparents passed, like the day before the episode they shot in Colombia. And I just was just trying to think about like what headspace I'd be in if they called and told me like Nana passed away, Gregory. And it's like, how do you go through the day comfortably and driven, but also us like dealing with that? So definitely felt for that.
Totally. And then also I think Ashori said at the beginning that one of her parents passed away from cancer. And that's just I guess that pulls on my heartstrings the most, like when the parents are passing away, especially when they're young. So definitely had some respect for her, you know, for how positive a person that she is for having that tough upbringing.
Yeah, she definitely has some resilience for sure. Yeah. So let's switch gears a little bit. Since there was a season switcheroo, did you all know who the teams for season 36 were before they aired, or did CBS keep a clear line of division between the two?
Yeah. Go ahead, Johnny.
I was going to say, I think CBS did all they could, but, you know, group chats happen, Instagram follows happen. So we got wind of a few of the teams, and then also happened to have a few of them at our finale. And that was the first time we got to meet some of them. And Gregory, especially in New York, has been able to socialize with them now that they're out in the wild. And yeah, I think that's kind of just how it goes, I think, with a lot of these reality shows.
So thank you so much, guys, for coming on. Can you guys remind our listeners how to keep up with you for a last time?
Yeah, my Instagram is G7 Franklin. Oh, sorry. No, I'm sorry. No, not. That's TikTok. Mine is the real Greg Franklin.
You should sync them up. Which one would you prefer to have if you got to choose? Real Greg Franklin or G7?
G7 Franklin, the real Greg Franklin.
Someone took G7 on Instagram?
I don't think I tried. I got to try that back out.
Oh, you got to try that. That would be fun. I like that one too. That's cool.
Yeah.
I think the account for John is like, hasn't posted in 8 years or something, which is a shame for at John, something like that. But you can't find me at John. I'm at Franklify on Instagram, at Franklify.
Nice. Well, thank you guys for taking time out. And I know that, John, you're in Taiwan right now. And I really appreciate you adjusting with the time change and taking a few minutes. And Greg, thank you so much also. We really appreciate it, you guys, and just the best of luck to you guys. And we hope to hear from you guys in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Looking forward to listening to the next episodes.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.